Blog Talk Radio.
Eric, you are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial, chaos, and comedic, spiritual, chaos for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on the ideas. What you gonna say, what you wanna hear? You might think it's right, and I might think it's right. You might think it's wrong, and I might think it's right. Sit back, relax, and just chill with your bad self. Put your mouth and your pussy back on bottom. I'm for real, you got a real deal with us. Derek Oliver is about to bring the chaos.
You can come, tell me what you gonna do.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, we thank God for another night in the presence of God. And I believe that as you have come tonight, that the power of God will be revealed in your life in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Once again, I welcome you tonight to Co-Oz radio show. I believe that this is a platform where the lives are changed and transformed. I believe that as you have come, God will move mightily in your life tonight, and your life will never remain the same. Amen, amen. And this is your host, Prophet Samuel of Rock of Faith International. I'm trusting God that you will never remain the same in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray for a minute before we go to the presence of God. Just begin to thank God for your life. Begin to exalt God now. Maze tele broko tole mashata libra. Leze tete tere bonde likataya rabasoto likandoli pandeliata. Zozo ketele mashetele brandoli kataya raba. Zoto tori brande le ketere bo shatalia. Mahandalia toli brandoli kata. Precious Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for everything that you have done in the lives of your people, O God. We exalt you. We thank you for preservation of lives, O God. We thank you for chains that you have broken in their lives and yokes that you have destroyed by your anointing, precious Lord. Mazili kandelia tole broso toliande. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are God of turnaround. We thank you for every life that will be changed tonight, every situation that we experience turn around, O God, every limitations that will be broken, O God, people that will be healed tonight. We thank you for your healing power that we go for tonight. And we thank you. We stand in awareness of who you are, O God. For the Bible declares that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cautious. Therefore, Father God, we just stand in you and expect your move tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight we'll be looking at some steps that we bring us to that place of freedom, to a place of total victory in every ramification. We are serving God that has the power and the ability to deliver and set free. And in order to know, to experience the power of God in a new dimension, we must understand who we serve. Who are we serving? What is God's plan for your life? What is God's hope for your life? So tonight I will be teaching on who am I in Christ Jesus? Who am I in Christ Jesus? Because these are the questions that you must ask yourself, and you must have the understanding of you, who you are in Christ Jesus. And you must also know the plan and the purpose of God for your life. There are many people that are doing religion, but they don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. Even though they go to church, even they might even know the Bible, but they are still lacking understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus. If a man does not know who he is bound to lust, is bound to find himself in a difficult place. But when you know who you are and you understand your inheritance in Jesus Christ, there is no weapon that forms against you that will prosper. There is no limitation that can hold you bound, because you know whom that you are serving and you know his purpose for your life. When you do not know who you are in Christ Jesus, you are bound to struggle. Even enemy will attack you because you don't really know who you are in Christ Jesus. But for every believer, there must be a conviction in your spirit. There must be an inner conviction of who you are and whom you serve. We are serving a God of possibilities. We are serving the God of turnaround. We are serving the creator of universe, the one who has the key of David in his hand. But what brings you to your place of inheritance, or what gives you access to your inheritance, is to know who you are in Christ Jesus. So number one, you must understand that you have been chosen by God and adopted as his child. That you have been chosen by God. The Bible says you are a chosen generation, a peculiar nation. You have been chosen by God. You have been taken from the place of darkness into the marvelous light of God. You have been taken from that place of limitation and slavery, and now, because you belong to the kingdom of God, you are seated with the kings in high places. So number one, you must believe that and understand that you have been chosen by God and adopted as his child. You must know that when a child is adopted, he has the same access as biological child to everything that belongs to their parents. When someone is adopted, he has the same equal right to that inheritance as biological children. So also, because you have been adopted, you have been engraved in Christ, then you have access to every God possibility, promises for your life. The book of Ephesians 1:3-8, the book of Ephesians 1:3-8 says, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realm or heavenly places with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. This is your inheritance in Christ. Because you have been chosen by God and you have been adopted as his sons or daughter, you have access to God blessings. You have access to God blessings, not only blessings, with every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. So that means every blessings of God, everything that God has created belongs to you because you are a chosen generation. Don't allow people to try to tell you who you are. Don't allow people negativity to determine who you are. You are created and beautifully made by the power of God. So knowing that you are a chosen generation and you have been adopted through Jesus Christ, therefore, you have access to God. He said, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly places. That means you are already blessed. You are already blessed in heavenly places. Not only blessings of financial resources, but you are also blessed with spiritual blessings. What are the spiritual blessings? They are to be able to hear the voice of God, to be able to see vision, to be able to dream, to be able to just see God face to face. Those are spiritual blessings. When you have spiritual blessing, God, you can easily hear God, and you will usher your steps accordingly. So who you are in Christ Jesus is that you have been adopted, and as a result of your adoption, you have been blessed in heavenly places, and you have access also to spiritual blessing. And verse 4 says, for he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. So God has chosen you even before you were conceived in your mother. God chose you even before you were conceived in your mother. He said, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. That means God had you in plan from day one. So your creation is not by mistakes. Even though you may be thinking, oh, I was born to a single mother or to a single father, and this one, and you have allowed that to cloud the purpose of God for your life. Your birth is not a mistake. Your birth is not an error. Everything that happens around you, they are orchestrated by God for his divine purpose. For his divine purpose, for his love, for his grace, and for everything he has in provision for you. It says he has chosen you in him, in God himself, in Jesus Christ, before the creation of the world, to be holy and be blameless in his sight. So apart from he has created us, even that he had a plan for you, even before you were born, he also means he said to walk or to be holy and blameless in his sight. That once you come to God, all your sins are wiped away. Once you know who you are in Christ Jesus, once you give to your life to God, because he has created you and you have come to the knowledge of him, he said he will make you blameless in his sight. So that means all your past experience, everything that has overclouded you, that God will wipe them away and you will be blameless. That all your sins will be forgiven, even your sins to us that you will commit tomorrow. Once you have the heart of repentance, God said he will wipe it away. And verse 5 says, he has predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. So it is the pleasure of God. He has predestined you. Your coming to Christ is not an accident. Your submission to follow the will of God and the plans of God is not an accident, because everything was orchestrated by God, by his will, pleasure, by his will and pleasure. And verse 6 says, the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in one he loves. The Bible says, for by his grace he has not called us and not by ourselves. So we must understand the grace that we have in Christ. We must understand the grace, not because we are so perfect or because you are so righteous, but we have been called through the grace of God upon our lives, which he has given us freely. And when the grace of God is upon you, you begin to experience God's manifestation. And verse 7 says, in him we have been redeemed through the blood of, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So you must know that you have been redeemed. Your past experience is not who you are right now. The Bible says, behold, all things are passed away and everything has become new. So your past experience, your past, even your future experience, you are redeemed through his blood, by the blood of Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. The Bible says his grace is sufficient. So regardless of your past experience, you must be redeemed, and that's who you are in Christ Jesus. You are the redeemer of God, and his grace is more than enough with you. So number one, you must understand that who you are in Christ Jesus is that you have been chosen and you are being adopted as a child of God. You are not who you are, who you used to be anymore. So you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, because he has redeemed you through his blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And number two, you are justified. You are justified. And the book of Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So who justified you? Jesus Christ justified you. Through the shed of the blood, he justified you. It's like you, everything concerning you is new. Everything concerning you is renewed. So people cannot call you by what you used to be, because now you are a new creation. You are justified by faith, not because you are so qualified, but by the grace of God, or through the grace of God, you were justified through his son, Jesus Christ. So there is no more condemnation for you, because you are justified through faith, through submission to Christ, by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Now you are justified. Now you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And also, you are united with the Lord. And you are one with him in spirit. You are united with God and you are one with him in spirit. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, but he who united himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Once you come to the knowledge of God and you give your life to God, you are one with God in spirit. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I will pour out my spirit to everyone, to your children, to your grandchildren, and they will speak in tongues. So once we come to the knowledge of God, that spirit is in you and I. And we were created by the Spirit of God. Because after, when we look at the book of Genesis, after the creation of Adam and Eve, Adam remained a dust after he was created until God breathed a spirit into Adam's, that Adam became a man. When Adam was created, nothing happens until the Spirit of God was breathed upon him. That's when he became a man. So when when you come to the knowledge of God, the same Spirit is in you and you are one with God. So you cannot allow people to tell you who you are because now you are one with God in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the next one is, I'm sorry that I didn't number them. It will have been easy for you, but you can go ahead and number. You have been brought with a price and belong to God. You have been brought with a price. That's who you are. God paid a price for you. You have been brought with a price, a priceless that is greater, the value is greater than any amount. And now you belong to Christ. So 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 say, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. You are bought for a price. There was a price that was paid on your behalf through the shed of the blood or the shedding of the blood and through the cross that God shed his blood so that you don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to pay for your sins because the blood of Jesus Christ covers everything. It covers everything. You are bought for a price so that you may become the righteousness of God. So that's who you are in Christ Jesus. You are bought for a price and you are priceless because that blood fight everything that Satan has in plan to bring against you. And the Bible says, for whom God is set free is free indeed. When you are bought with a price, you are truly free indeed. Nothing can hold you down. Nothing can be used against you because God has paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, precious Lord. And the next step is that you are complete in Christ Jesus. You are complete in Christ Jesus. You are complete in Christ Jesus. To be complete in Christ Jesus, it means to love yourself, to love everything that God has given you, and to believe that you are perfect and beautifully made. To be complete in Christ Jesus is that God has given you everything that you desire, everything to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. And the book of Colossians 2:9-10 says, for in Christ all the fullness of deity lies in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. You have been given fullness in Christ. That means you are being completed in Christ. That means to be completed, it means to have dominion. It means to have authority. That means there is nothing that can come against you. The Bible says, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every tongue that rises up against you, they will be condemned in judgment. Because you are completed in Christ and you have been given power and authority to declare the word of God over your life. Pray that the ability to stand or to be rooted in the plans of God for your life is coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Is coming speedily upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And the next step is that you have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. Who you are is that you have access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. That means you can walk boldly. You can make a demand of what you desire that is aligned to the will of God, because you have access to God through grace in Christ Jesus. The book of Hebrews 4:14-16, so therefore, since we have been a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Holding firmly to the faith that you profess, to your belief, to your conviction in Christ Jesus. It says you must hold firmly. Don't let people, don't let enemy move you from where you have been planted, from where God is taking you. It says you must hold firmly to that faith, trusting in God for his purpose and his plan for your life. And don't look at your circumstances or challenges. For the Bible says, even though cry may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Holding firm to your faith, which you have preferred. In verse 15, say, for we do not have a higher priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as you are, yet was without sin. For we do not have a higher priest who is unable to sympathize. God is always with you, is always in every circumstances, and is able to deliver, is able to set you free. And I pray that he will set you free tonight in the name of Jesus. And verse 2 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. With confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. And this is where most believers struggle. They lack confidence in God. They lack faith in God. They lack prayer in seeking God. He said, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, with faith, so that we may receive mercy. So that means you need confidence and faith in Christ Jesus to experience the manifestation of God in your life. He said, let us walk therefore with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That means without confidence or without faith, we cannot receive the mercy or the grace of God. So when we understand who we are or who you are in Christ Jesus, then you will be able to walk in confidence in him, trusting that he who has called you is faithful to perfect it, to perfect that which is concerning you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Understanding who you are in Christ Jesus is what gives you access to everything that God has in plan for you. The Bible says those that must come to him must come believing. Believing in him that he is the rewarder of them diligently seek him. And I pray that God will give you that ability to continuously seeking and trusting in his plan for your life. If you can just lift up your hands wherever you are tonight. Father God, I pray that you will touch every life that are here on this platform. That as they have heard your word tonight, oh God, that you ignite your spirit in them so that they may know that you are the one who have called them, the one who have chosen them by your grace, that they may experience everything that you have in plan for their lives. Pray that you will touch their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a new spirit, O God, that they may surrender and walk in your will. I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I bless you in Jesus' name. If you are on this line and you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, the only thing that guarantees you the plans and the purpose of God fulfillment in your life is to give your life to Jesus Christ. So if you can raise up your hands and just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I submit my life to you tonight. forgive me of all my sins. I will live for you and obey your words. I believe that you died on the cross and you resurrected for me. I receive you as my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer with me, you are now free, you are now delivered, and you have access to receive the plans of God and to have access to God's divine blessings for your life in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. For anyone that is sick, I want you to lay your hands in wherever you may be seeing. The power of God is able to deliver. Therefore, I decree tonight healing of God upon your life right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares that by his trial we were healed. Therefore, that healing I decree upon you. You cancer, I speak against you. Dry up from the root in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure, I regulate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Sugar, diabetic, you are regulated back to normal in the mighty name of Jesus. You back pain, I call you out. We lose your hold in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sicknesses, every disease, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. Glaucoma, eye, vision problem, receive your healing. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. I thank you for joining me tonight, and I pray that you will give testimony concerning tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you all, and I will see you next week, Friday. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.